is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Well, welcome everybody. Today I have some very special guests and I'm very excited about what they're doing, helping a lot of children. I've got Eric and Anna Bauer-Rice, and we are sitting in their studio. Is that what you call
center.
It? Their center called Brain Balance, and we're here in the Westlake area of Austin, but there are other centers.
Yes.
Brain Balance. It appears that it's all about balancing the right and the left side of the brain. Is that right?
Good balance between the right and the left hemisphere of your brain.
Okay, so tell us how you help children. What's the big idea?
Well, the big idea is that lots of learning disabilities or special needs come from a very similar concept. As we develop, one side of the brain tends to be a little bit weaker than another. A mild difference, no big deal. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. But at a little bit stronger level of weakness or disparity between the two hemispheres, it gets to be a real issue. Children with distinct imbalances have problems recognizing nonverbal cues and therefore have difficulties in social areas. Kids that have difficulty on another side of the brain get along great with their kids. They want to do well, they want to please people, but they just don't process the information as well or as smoothly, and they struggle with academics. And these are kind of the milder examples. As we get into more severe issues, whether it be dyslexia, Tourette's, or autism, it still boils down to the same issue, that as we developed as a child, we started off doing lots of right brain gross motor skills, learning to crawl, roll over, stand up, and all of a sudden we switched to the left brain, learned to talk, ask for stuff, but somewhere along the way we got out of whack, and we have found a way to help stimulate the weaker side and help those students get that capability back and get back on track and do well, whether it be social, behavioral, or academic.
All right, so it's really about stimulating that portion of the brain that's lacking rather than teaching a particular curriculum, is that right?
That's correct. So we do a sensory motor assessment, and we're looking at 900 different points, and we start with the sensory motor, and then we also do cognitive testing. Then we put the two together, and we can actually show the parents, and we go over a report that shows where the weaknesses lie. And we also share with parents, you know, here's how we will do it in our center. We'll give them a tour of our center. We will work with them on nutrition and things like that. And there's a great book, The Disconnected Kids. We have it here in the center. People can stop by and buy it. They can read over it. They can do the assessment at home if they want to. Not exactly accurate because they don't have the tools that we have here in the center, but it's a place for people to start. The other thing they can do is come here and have an assessment, and then they can take the book and they can work on some of it at home. And we like to have them come through the center because here in the center, they come for 12 weeks, 1 hour, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. They work for an hour here. They work with our nutritionist. Our nutritionist is wonderful. We work specific needs nutritionally for the child. We also work with the school system. We'll go to ARD meetings. We will visit with teachers. We'll visit with communities of teachers and share what our program is and how we can help families. We walk alongside families, and we really, truly value their value system. So we want to, if timing is an issue, we're going to walk alongside them. We have some families who've come to us and they don't have time to cook. So we've gone out into the community and we have found other people in the community who can supply meals that are organic, that are nutritious. Our nutritionist will take families on a grocery store tour. So Whole Foods is working with us and doing value tours so that you don't feel like you're breaking the bank. Mm-hmm. Because we know families are struggling. This is a very serious issue. This affects them socially, personally, at school, in social settings. just the esteem of their child. So we want to help. And so we're walking alongside families and helping their child achieve their full potential. And it takes the whole family to do it. Mm-hmm. And Eric and I have, we just really take pride in offering the service to the community, because there's no medication here, there's no pharmaceutical, there's no medical, non-pharmaceutical. And this is a total different way of looking at things. And we believe that God led us to Brain Balance in the most interesting journey, I think, of because... jump in anytime.
Well, no, I think you're doing a great job of explaining what we do and how we value the program and the fit with the parents. And it is important that it's not just a program to drop your child off, but unfortunately it really requires a lifestyle change to get it right. And one of the biggest areas is what you hit on was nutrition. Why do some children develop one hemisphere stronger than another? You know, some reasons, perhaps genetics or epigenetics, but a lot of times it's environmental factors. And one of the biggest things we found is that nutrition has a huge impact. There's so many more things in today's world, whether it be additives or high sugar or the lack of fresh vegetables and also lack of exercise and just getting out and running around and a chance to process that input that makes a huge difference. And so we insist that nutrition is started, changes are started, improvements are made right at the very beginning of the program, because they have such a huge impact on the improvements that children make, in addition to the work we do here in the sensory motor room or in the cognitive room.
Mm-hmm. So the lifestyle issues might be blocking that brain development, even though they have good education. So it's not about drilling, but the first thing you want to do is deal with the lifestyle issues, and particularly those.
Absolutely. There's some basics that everybody needs to jump on board with. Anna talked about getting fresh organic nutrients, whether in vegetables, fruits, good meats. But one of the first things we do is we assess the children to understand whether they have a food sensitivity, not an allergy that causes an immediate reaction, but a sensitivity that shows up a day or two later. Our son had the problem with peanut butter. He absolutely loved it. He'd go to friends' houses and, wow, eating a peanut butter sandwich is like dessert. But it turns out it's a little bit like a very mild drug for him, and he's really going. And 2 days later, he's crashing and burning. He's kind of feisty and ornery, and it really has a negative effect later. You'd get him on more fresh fruits and veggies, more meats, no nuts. And he's much more consistent, and he's able to keep a better balance, and therefore he's better able to focus on his schoolwork. He hasn't changed his intelligence, but he's doing a lot better in school because he's not affected by the foods he eats.
Right.
And we don't notice this, but everybody knows, simple little examples. It's hard to study after lunch, or MSG gives me a reaction. Well, to a lot of kids, it's a big deal.
Well, I understand if a child has allergy and right away you see a big welt.
Sure.
But like in this peanut butter situation, how does a parent find out?
Okay. Well, the best way to find out stronger or medium strength reactions is do a blood test. And we ask parents to do that as soon as they get started with the program. Just get a little bit of blood and urine, send it off to the lab, and they come back and they give you the results, and it's IgE and IgG. It's just two different levels of reaction. IgE is the typical strong allergic reaction. IgG is the food sensitivity. And they'll give you a ranking 1 through 5 of how difficult it is. And you start off with an elimination diet. You just don't eat those foods that cause you a sensitivity. And after you've been off for a couple of months, then you can introduce them one at a time carefully, and you can see for yourself how it affects their behavior or their attitude or their feelings.
Okay, and that's called an elimination
mm-hmm.
diet? Okay, great. And so family, when they start with your program, they start out with these tests and you start with the nutrition. And then it's not a one-size-all fits all program.
Oh,
then
no.
You go for the assessments, all these data points. Right, and you mentioned that book. Tell me the name of the book again.
Disconnected Kids.
Okay, so I'll post that on the Great Shalom website, also a link to you. Okay, so tell me about the assessments.
The first assessment is sensory motor, And it's about 2 to 2.5 hours, and we do it between 10 and 2 because we want a real good accurate reading. And we are looking at all the senses and all the, you know, just the motor skills, large and small, fine motor skills, and we're looking at what's going on. And it gives us a very accurate reading of where the imbalances are in the brain.
Okay.
And then we do, you want to add some?
Go ahead.
Okay, then we want to do a cognitive test. And our cognitive test, we're not looking for finite information, but we're looking for the imbalances of the brain, not necessarily the child is in fifth grade, but they have a 12th grade listening comprehension. You know, great, this child is great at this. Well, if they are great at that, that's an imbalance. There's some other areas.
A good example might be in reading. Let's say you have a fourth grader, and they appear to be struggling in some areas and not others, and you test them, and they come out about fourth grade. Well, oftentimes what we'll find is that their reading comprehension versus their word decoding or their word recognition or their writing skills are vastly different. If you take a child that's much stronger on the right hemisphere, they get the gist of the story exactly. They understand exactly what's said, but they miss details or they struggle with words. They can't spell worth a darn. Their writing looks like they've forgotten all their grammar. But they do great because they got the gist of the story. Why? They've got strength in one side and a weakness in the other. So that's what we have to address. Again, not by going back to the skills. We're not going to give them spelling tests. What we're going to do is stimulate that left side of the brain through a variety of skills, some of it reading or writing, but math, physical activities, vision exercises, all kinds of things to stimulate that left side so that then as they relax, they play, they go to school, they start getting some strength there and surprising results. We've seen children zoom up 2 or 3 grades in 2 or 3 months. We can't teach them that amount of material. We're not even trying. But what's been going on is that they haven't been able to quite process it right. It's a classic case of the kid that raises his hand, I know, and you call him and he's why? Well, in one side of his brain he's got it, but he can't get it to the other side and process it and spit it out in the right language. And so we're helping make that connection. Now he can both understand and respond and explain. And so he's just hanging on or not quite getting the material, and now he's getting it easily. So it looks like he zoomed up 2 or 3 grades when in fact he was really struggling with the sensory or a processing issue. And we've stimulated the side of the brain so that that's much easier now.
Mm-hmm. And overcome some frustration.
And overcome tremendous frustration.
So give me some examples of the kinds of exercises you might do with this child.
Well,
I.
Yeah. You want to go ahead?
No. Go ahead.
Right.
You're doing great.
So let's take this. One of the things, reading is very complicated. You have to be able to scan, you have to stay on the line, you have to be able to process each word, even phonetically break it down into pieces. And so we give them some simple eye exercises to help them scan, to help them quickly recognize. It's almost a little bit like, we probably make it fun, not a video game, but along those lines, to help them train to recognize how their eyes are moving and get it smoother. But that's just one little step. That would be a specific kind of vision exercise. But in general, what we're trying to do is stimulate that whole side of the brain with listening, with tactile exercises, with balance beams, rocker boards, monkey bars, balance balls, all kinds of things, but tuned to activities that stimulate that left side of the brain or whichever brain is weak. And the brain is amazing at starting to develop some strength and processing it all. And even though I've worked on seemingly odd things, some listening, some sensing, some balancing, and a little bit of vision, the vision improves dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm helping that whole side of the brain and I'm helping that that interactive process, the left, the right side, that's so important to be able to really process what we do in the world.
Okay, and you've seen some remarkable results.
We've seen, just us. we came by Brain Balance through Roy Mullins as our chiropractor. And he said, because our son was not able to read and he was 9, and Eric and I, we started homeschooling because between us we've got quite a few degrees, we could do this. And so we've educated ourselves, and we just couldn't figure out what was all going on here. Our son still couldn't read. We were struggling. And Roy said, you know, you need to get over to Brain Balance. And we came in, and we had our, at first we had sticker shock. We were like, oh my gosh, you know. And I remember being on a Friday, and I said, you know, Alexei can't read. We're still struggling. We've got all this going on. And if this is what God wants us to do, then the provisions are going to be made. And it was you know, one of those amazing stories. And here comes a check in the mail, and it's like, wow, this is the amount we need to have our children, not just our son, but our son and daughter assessed. And it was like, okay, so we're going to go get both of them assessed. So we did. And we discovered that our son had some pretty amazing processing problems. And then we took the next step, because we got a little more money. We took the next step and we did the IgG testing. And it was, and once again, it was a huge struggle. It's like, where are we going to get this money? How is this going to happen? Once again, if this is what God has intended for us to do, it's going to come up. And sure enough, a few days later, something comes along, and here we have the money, not just for one, but both children. So we go ahead and we have both of them tested. And we just, you know, like Eric was sharing about peanut butter. And we started down that journey. And our son started the program once again. It was, if this is the right thing to do, the money will be there for our child to go through the program. And it did. It just came, and it was the exact amounts, which is really strange sometimes I look at it. But it was a God thing that we're here, and it's a God thing that we were led here, and our children are both different people. Because we really, we turned it over, we prayed about it, and we listened, and God brought people to us, the nutritionist here, and we did what she said and how she said. And when we slipped up or got lazy, our son paid for it, because of, you know, his learning would slide, or he emotionally wasn't there to participate in other things. And so we did the program, and our son can read.
He loves reading. He's zipping through all kinds of books, whether it be tough old English like King Arthur.
You know, so his life has totally changed, and we still have another little hump, and we own Brain Balance now, and we still have a hump. What are we going to do? We go back to the nutritionist, and we do some more talking, and we do some more alterations in our home, and we discovered the Feingold diet. And it's a huge deal for my son to have grapes. And so we don't do that anymore. And we really stick to who our son and daughter are and how God made them. And we are going to respect that, because now our children are able to reach their full potential in being God's children. And whatever He has designed for them, they can get there now, because we are obedient parents and we've really paid attention and listened. And so we own Brain Balance now.
and I'm thrilled that Alexei can read, and he actually likes reading. Anastasia used to struggle a little more with math. That was her issue, and she has no trouble with it now. But we've also seen it with children all over the map. We've seen some kids that weren't too bad as students, but motivation was severely lacking, and they really weren't happy at school. And now they really enjoy it. They get along with friends. We've seen students that were autistic and really struggled. I mean, 6-year-old, 9-year-old that couldn't speak, and now they're speaking. The 6-year-old actually a motor mouth almost now. The 9-year-old longer without speaking, so you know, it's just up to full sentences, but very understandable, very pleasant, so much better behaved. And you know, in her case, it took more than one pass through the program, but parents absolutely love it and are continuing to come because they see so much benefit and so many changes. So whether it's milder issues like our daughter, medium issues, you know, a 9-year-old ought to be able to read, but processing issues were preventing it, to more severe issues on the autistic spectrum, we've seen success in every one of them.
That's wonderful. Lots of things together, you know, but it's not for every child, and you don't take everyone. You don't take the ones who you think that your program will.
Well, and very clearly, if a child had just an attitude problem, you know, problem with authority, but we test them and see they're pretty well balanced, they're just not performing up to par, yeah, we might have a little counseling session with the parents because we've been there, but no, they're not appropriate for the program. By the same token, there are some conditions, perhaps Downs or something, where relatively equal performance in hemispheres, but just below par, and that's not an area where we would really benefit them as much. Some of the exercises we do would help them, but it's not what our program is designed to do, and we're not going to have a significant impact on their life. So we would tell them that, you know, that's not best for them. But an awful lot of the problems that kids have, dyslexia, Tourette's, autism, what am I leaving out?
ADHD,
OCD, so often show up as an imbalance. And yeah, we have great success, but we kind of cheat. We test people,
yeah,
and we only take those people that fit. And then once you join and work with us, you really do have to follow through. There's a few home exercises to go with what we do here, and nutrition is a huge part of what we do. And if that's not what you're interested in, then we'll ask you to leave. So, you know, you do the home exercises, you come on a regular basis, you're on time, you follow through, you do the nutrition, and absolutely, everybody's had success. Well, you know, how do you get 100% success? Well, you know, you screen those coming in, and if they're not doing the job, you kick them out halfway through, so you're only left with the successful. But it's most everybody. We don't kick people out.
Yeah. I mean, well, and part of it is, you know, a lot of people, when they, so we do the assessment, and we sit down, and we go over it, and the first thing is like, oh my gosh, what did I do as a parent? And then when they start in the program and we start walking through this journey, because we walk through it together. Every employee in this center walks alongside every family that comes in. It's not you're dropping off your child. It is your child is coming through the program, and for example, someone was late. They were 10 minutes late, and it's like, you know what? That time doesn't work. So how about let's go ahead and try a different time? Because we understand they really want to do the program, but they're picking their child up from school. And if a teacher is going to take 5 minutes to spend with you, you're going to take that time because that school teacher is very busy. And so we make those kind of adjustments. Food, getting food or appropriate snacks, or knowing that their child needs a rest time. We're going to walk alongside, and we're going to make this where it fits the family value system and walk alongside them. And I think that's one thing that really makes us stand apart, is we listen to the families and we work with the families to make this where it's possible to do. It is not easy. Mm-hmm. It's really not. And a parent will come in and I want a normal 16-year-old. Well, when that 16-year-old starts talking back and those kinds of things, we're going to walk alongside them too, and let's talk about boundaries and structure. And so we believe that this program is awesome for Austin, and this is a service that we offer to the community.
Mm-hmm. And there are other centers, Brain Balance Centers in the country, all founded on Dr. Melillo's work.
Yes.
Okay, great. I hear your heart, and I know all of the people who work with you have a real heart for the children, and it's so wonderful to hear so much success. So thank you, Anna and Eric Bauer-Rice, Brain Balance.
Thanks once again to Anna and Eric Bauer-Rice of Brain Balance Austin, and you may call them at 512-328-7771, 512-328-7771. And I will put a link on www.greatshalom.org to their website and to that book, The Disconnected Child. And as we said, there are other Brain Balance centers around the United States. In upcoming episodes, I will be discussing a little bit more about nutrition and exercise. From my perspective, ideas that any parent can put into practice. That doesn't take away from what the professionals do. For my ideas, you can find them in my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. I tried to cover the whole child, and nutrition and exercise is so very important, as you heard. I encourage you to invest in your children, invest in their learning ability, invest in their education, for that will bring a great harvest. I also encourage you to invest in children here at the Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, Inc. And you may find out more about us at www.greatshalom.org, www.greatshalom.org. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.